I love my child. I accept my child. I treasure my child. I am learning my child's personality. I am discovering how my child is growing and maturing every day. I get into my child's world. I am not only a parent and caregiver, I am a coach, teacher, leader, observer, encourager, teammate, collaborator, and co-creator with my child. I communicate clearly and age appropriately with my child. I understand my child's desire to explore. I understand how my child is learning through play and experiences. I get creative in making opportunities for fun and play at any time of the day. I get down on my child's level and I play too. I recognize how much learning comes through play. I remember my child is a child and developing many skills for the very first time, which takes time. I help my child by patiently helping my child learn, grow, and mature. I offer encouragement and affirmation at every point of the learning process. I pay attention to what my child is interested in and where my child's talents are. I look for resources and experiences to foster these interests and talents. I read with my child, and my child sees me reading and taking genuine interest in my own intellectual development. I make time to hug and cuddle my child. I offer smiles and affection as part of how I create a relationship where my child can feel love, acceptance, and belonging. I explore with my child. I look at my child's perspective and understand a different view of things. I teach my child. I am clear on what's fun and safe, and I am clear on what's dangerous and potentially harmful. I affirm my child. In every situation, I know how to reframe my words to express acceptance and not shame. I look at how I can prevent stressful situations for myself and my child. I implement ways to prevent stressful situations for myself and my child. I understand my child's limits, and I understand my own limits. I understand the situations where there is a power struggle with my child. I am able to step back and check my attitude. When my patience is thin, I adjust my perspective and my standards. I also reach out for support anytime I need it. I brainstorm ways I can be patient with my child. I use my sense of humor anywhere and everywhere I can. I laugh with my child. I look for opportunities to be silly and playful. I understand my child's needs. I understand my child's limitations. I exercise how to provide redirection. I model respect by being respectful. I reflect on how good character develops. I reflect on how social skills develop. I reflect on how life skills develop. I share with my child stories of my childhood. I affirm my child's strengths. I affirm my child's skills. I provide opportunities for my child to be involved with family living. I give my child opportunities to decide how to help with family tasks. I appreciate the help my child gives to the family. I affirm the skills my child uses to help with family tasks. I remember to foster love, belonging, and encouragement in my home. I remember the need for connection before, during, and after correction. I am able to say no lovingly and clearly when I need to. I affirm my child's uniqueness. I affirm my child is special. I encourage my child to discover the unique voice and unique personality inside. I offer my child opportunities to make age-appropriate decisions. I draw out what my child is thinking or perceiving by asking questions. I validate my child's feelings. I encourage and affirm my child every chance I get. I validate when my child feels hurt, upset, disappointed, or frustrated. I verbalize when my child feels hurt, upset, disappointed, or frustrated. I validate when my child feels excited, content, confident, or relaxed. I verbalize when my child feels excited, content, confident, or relaxed. I make sure I communicate what my child can do more than communicate what my child can't do. I recognize when my child feels scared. I help my child process this emotion. I practice the phrases I want my child to hear, and I am careful with the language that I want to reduce or leave out altogether. I express what I see, what I hear, and how I feel. I also remember my nonverbal communication speaks way louder than the words I say. I am skilled at maximizing on teachable moments with my child. I am quick to praise my child and quick to laugh with my child. I train my eyes to see and read the body language and nonverbal cues of my child. I get in tune with my child's emotional energy and needs. I practice a life of connection, security, and trust with and for my child. I acknowledge when I feel stressed around my child. I breathe deeply when I feel stressed. I remember my child is learning how to cope with stress by watching how I manage stress. I create points of connection with my child through things like nicknames, original songs, family rituals, and secret handshakes. I help my child learn to identify feelings of fatigue, confusion, and frustration. I help my child learn to identify feelings of satisfaction, achievement, and joy. In all of this, I accept that I am human and I am making mistakes. I am learning from my mistakes and becoming a better parent day by day, week by week. I celebrate and am grateful for my role, not only as parent and caregiver, but as coach, teacher, cheerleader, leader, observer, and co-creator for and with my child. I love my child. I love being a parent. I'm growing as a parent every single day. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.